Podtacular, episode 118, Forza 2 special for the week of July 2nd, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
I am Dialpex.
And I am Lil Kook.
Sweet.
Welcome, guys.
Yeah, welcome aboard, my
Thank
brothers.
Thank you.
Yarl.
Hey.
Now we have Dialpex, who's been on the show before, of course. And I understand you recently got married, Dial.
Yeah, a few weeks back. Thank you.
Congrats, man.
A few weeks back, and we had a good time. We went to Florida for a little over a week and then came back, and glad to be back. Enjoying the married life now.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
And I understand you're running the Podtacular season as well, the like tournament season going on at podtacular.com, right?
Yeah, this season, this time, is being run by me and KeyFX, who just recently, you know, took over the tournament director position over at Podtacular, so he's going to be responsible for hosting the season tournaments from now on. But for this one, I'm going to give him a hand. You know, I'm teaching him the ropes and, you know, the system we have on the back of, you know, on the background of the website that helps us keep track of the season the way it is, because it's such, you know, it's such a big tournament and quite long too, that we have to have, you know, a special system that helps us keep track of everything that we do and everything that we provide, stats wise and everything. So he's you know, I've been working with him on that, and he's doing a really good job, as a matter of fact. So big shout out to Kia, and this season, you know, starting today, actually Friday, it's going to be you know, the last one I'm going to be hosting, but it, you know, he's going to, you know, fill into the shoes and do just as good as, you know, just a good job as we had so far. So
cool. Yeah, it's good to see some of the newer guys help out.
Yeah, I said, you know, getting married and the time has like shortened up a little bit, and taking up on the, you know, on a different project right now that I am working with. It's been taking a little bit of my time, so, you know, I wanted to give the chance to you know, some of the members to step up and, you know, do some of that work and you know, be recognized as well. So
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Cool.
So, Lil Kook, I understand, among other things, that you hang out at the Godtacular Bible Study that goes on at Podtacular. Can you give us kind of an overview of what that is?
Yes, I'd be glad to. Godtacular is a Bible study every Monday night that takes place in a Halo 2 lobby, and the host is Chucky J, and every week we just talk about different aspects of the Bible and God, and it's good stuff. I've learned a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. A great thing that you guys are doing there.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool. So I understand they can find out more info on that at godtacular.com, right?
Yes, they can find out what the topic is for this week and if we're changing the times or anything.
Cool. And it's usually, what, 9 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah. It's usually 9 p.m. Eastern.
Cool, man. Yeah. Welcome.
That's good, though. I
mean, thank you.
Yeah, first time on, so...
It's exciting.
Hey, rookie.
The Lil Kook is here.
Hope you
the new up. Kid in Skype.
Yeah, so why don't you explain what the show's going to be all about today?
Sure. Well, this week we have the Forza 2 show. This week has been a little slow on Halo news. What's up with that? Mm-hmm. It's the ARG is like basically stopped, come to a dead stop for about a week solid with nothing going on. There's no info about Halo 3. There's Halo 2, but, which is, you know, Halo 2. So, you know, people are playing different games. Because they obviously,
like, you know, Halo 2.
The it's usual that Halo we've had 2? For years, which is great.
Just Halo 2.
Halo 2, pretty much.
It says, you know, man, it's just Halo 2 going on, nothing much.
Not much in the Halo universe.
Just the usual Halo 2, man.
You know, get the usual, man. We get the usual.
We got Halo 2, we got PXRs, you know.
Super bouncing. Shots.
Name it, you know. You know, man, the same old whole stuff, you know.
To name it, we got it with Halo 2, man.
Yeah, so, not much Halo 2 news. And personally, ever since the Halo 3 beta has gone and left us, I've been seeing people spread out into different games, and one of the more popular games is Forza 2, which I happen to enjoy very much, but I'm guilty of not playing it recently. So we decided to talk a little bit about that, because from a Halo 2 fan's perspective, it is right up there with the most played games right now on the internet. Well, on Xbox Live anyway.
Right. Yeah, so we got some experts here, Dialpax and Lil Kook, who have played the game significantly and have some details for us about how the game plays. Let's start off with Sniper 219. Dialpax, why don't you start us off, man?
Sure. Sniper 219, and he says, "Hey guys, what's up? I have not gotten the game yet, but I plan to. I did download the demo though, and I was mostly pleased with the game. I like how the game was put together, but while I was playing, I had a feeling like I was playing PGR3, but that's just me. See y'all later. Shout out to Shark331, Hippie, and Domestic Mike." I kind of see where he's coming from here. When I played the demo, it kind of felt a little bit like PGR3, but the full game itself doesn't really feel like PGR3 as much. It's got that, you know, extra touch of like realism to it, and it's a really good game.
Yeah. That's the problem with the demo. Demo is just as vanilla as it gets because you can't customize anything.
Yeah, yeah.
On Xbox, there was an option to race with a customized car already. You couldn't customize it, but the car was, you know, had spoilers. It had a sort of suspension and everything. So Project Gotham 3, everything was on the city streets.
Yeah,
it was on the racetrack, and you couldn't really tell much from the demo. If you were a Forza fan from the previous version, you understood that there was more to come. But yeah, I mean, there's so many layers to Forza 2 when you get the full retail version. I mean, you got customizing everything from aerodynamics to the amount of pressure you want to put on your brakes, the weight distribution, you know, just a lot of fine detail. And then you got customizing your vinyls. Well, not customizing, creating your own vinyls.
That right there is just like, it's just a brand new section of the game itself. I mean, there's people who spend more time on that than playing the game itself.
Like me.
Yeah, and it's become a community in itself, because with the last Forza, there was a huge community for that, but it wasn't easily accessible as it is now.
Yeah.
Now you can just straight from your console take a picture of your creation, and it will automatically go to a profile on ForzaMotorsports.net.
Yep.
And everybody can view it. You know, you can copy and paste, put it on forums and everything. Whereas last time, people had to, you know, take pictures of their screen and then post them on different forums and stuff. But yeah, there's a community out there strictly for that, and that's the type of you know, layer, no pun intended, to the game that's gonna last longer than the actual gameplay itself.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense, but people will keep doing that more than they will eventually, you know, unless they bring out downloadable stuff, people are just gonna stay with that. That's gonna like drive Forza 2 into some real legitimate longevity.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, shizzle, my mizzle. And Unleashed. He says, personally, this game is like best racing game on any next-gen console. Well, I'm sorry to say Unleashed is the only racing game. Anyway,
for now.
I mean, when you talk racing, you mean anyway. You got me and stuff. So, but I know what he's trying to say. He hasn't played Dirt, which I heard was really good. This game has tons of features, like customization of cars. It lacks on the customizations of the body. Yeah, I mean, you can put spoilers and stuff, but...
You can get quite a few body kits, depending on the kind of car you're dealing with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're looking at, like, some really highly customizable cars, like the Skyline, for example, you have, like, at least, you know, five or six, you know, body kits or side skirts and stuff. But then, you know, if you go to a Ferrari, there isn't much that you can do. It's like only one or two or whatever.
Yeah, you'll get like a spoiler kit or grill or something.
Yep.
So he goes, it makes up for that lack of customization with paint and vinyls. There are also a lot of engine and performance options. Some of the cons of are the endurance races. Yeah, I hate those. They take forever. Plus the amount of races, period. There are probably over 250 races. Forza Motorsports 2 can become very boring. A friend and I played this game the night it came out for 3 hours straight. Though this is a long time. Okay. In Halo 2, 3 hours is nothing. So if you like racing games with a lot of different races, this is the game for you. That's all I have to say. Well, thanks. Great job with the site and podcast, guys. Keep it up. Unleashed. All right. Well, yeah, 3 hours may seem longer in a racing game simply because you're repetitively doing the same things to your racing on tracks, whereas Halo, one game can go almost 20 minutes depending on what game type you're doing. So, I mean, yeah, it you know, you gotta really, really be into this type of game.
I see where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's not for everybody. This game is not one where you're gonna pick it up and start, you know, pwning nubs, because there's a lot to it. Like, like Logan had sent me a private message, like, how do I turn? Let go of the gas and hit the brakes.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that decided not to buy it because of the level of realism on the game, you know what I mean? They're used to playing, you know, Need for Speed 2, where you can, like, crash and go.
Yeah.
You know, not on this one. Yep.
You know, brakes also, if you lock them, you can't turn. I mean, there's so much that in real life you would normally drive, you know, safely and brake before you got to turn.
Yep.
In a video game, of course, there's no loss of life, so, you know, people get accustomed to just doing a sharp turn 100 miles an hour.
So there's the brakes. Okay, you said the brakes, if you lock them, then you can't turn. What are some of the things that make, for instance, the difference between PGR 3 and Forza 2?
Oh, man, there's a lot. Like, PGR, number one, you cannot customize the cars.
Okay.
As
far as the realism factor, you know what I mean?
Oh, realism. Project Gotham, you can drift quite easily. While Project Gotham 3 had some realism as to you can't, you know, take these turns at 100 miles an hour. You did have to brake. You know, you did have, there were risk of, you know, hitting a bump and going airborne for a few seconds and stuff like that and then crashing. But with Forza 2, I mean, for example, if you buy, if you upgrade your suspension to the top, to I guess they call it the more advanced shocks, right? You gotta adjust them. So you're gonna adjust the height. So let's say if you wanna make the car look nice, so you lower the suspension to the max. car is going to scrape, and then your car is not going to turn as good as it could because the suspension is too low. So you got to mess with dampers, you got to mess with, you know, wheelbase, and I mean, there's so much to it, man. I mean, even buying tires, I mean, like I was saying, you know, your tire, the life of your tires could wear out during the race, and you got to compensate for that. You know, your motor, if you put it on realistic, your motor could burn out. Your, you know, if you crash, you know.
If you're down gear from like fifth gear to like second gear, your engine just like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets really in depth, man. Of course, they have an arcade, you know, game type, you know, for the more casual fan. But, you know, customizing your car and tuning it, I mean that can take hours before you play it, because you can test drive it, and then you can set you can tune a car, and then save it, right? So let's say I started off with a Honda CRX, so I had two different settings. I had settings 1 and 2, you know, I named them, you know, very tiny. And one setting was where my suspension was real low, and the other one I raised the suspension and softened the tires up a little bit. And you can also, you know, so like let's say you buy a CRX, and you're like, man, what you do to get your car to respond like that? I'll just send you my setup. So this way, you know, like if we were in a car club or whatever, everybody could have the same setup and stuff like that. So I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, and then you can time, like you can set the gear ratio, and then it's an option to where the computer would, you know, show you a diagnostic of everything, where it'll tell you your 0 to 60. And stuff like that. So you'll see the changes on the screen, and then obviously when you go on a test drive, you'll also feel the changes right away.
Yeah, it's nice.
So it's really hardcore and like the prep work kind of to set up the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Like I said, you can spend an easy 3 hours between
just tuning your car, yeah.
Painting and then tuning it to the perfect, you know, to your liking.
Yeah, you can do like tire pressure, all that stuff. It's really like to the T.
And then unlike PGR3, things actually like blow out and get ruined, right? And then you have to replace them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to replace them. But let's say during a race, your tires, you're kind of like, let's say you have them too low and your tires are gripping the road too much. So they're going to start wearing out quicker. And you'll actually, with your D-pad, you can see on-screen diagnostics of like the weight distribution, your tire, how hot the engine's getting, how hot your tires are getting. Mm-hmm. And once the tires become too hot, like homicide sauce.
It's hot.
Too hot. You're losing grip. And, you know, it'll obviously affect the way you race. So you could be first, and then all of a sudden just, you know, you can't take the turns the way you used to. Your brakes will start wearing out.
Wow.
Totally, yeah, it's like totally rad.
Totally, dude.
The rock's over.
The rock's over.
For sure. All right, so Lil Cook, man, why don't you give us a tubular representation of the next one?
Okay. Alrighty then.
Come on, you get the long one.
Oh, wow. Okay, License says, this game is addicting. That could be a good thing and a bad thing, but it was worth copping up $54 and change. So much fun to do, from career racing to exhibition racing to the time trials to online fun with friends to painting and tuning your favorite cars. This game is challenging, but not too challenging to the point where you want to throw your controller, as a few simple upgrades or quick tuning can change the complexity of an entire race. I like the tracks, but always use more. It is realistic in that if you crash your car, you're not going to win. Unless, of course, you create a massive pileup and it becomes an 8-way, 26-mile-per-hour crawl to the finish line. Online is fun, despite a few know-it-all racers who take it way too seriously when you get too close to their Gears of War paint job.
Dude, you're right behind me. And move it.
Since one out of the four cars in the auction house are the same Gears car. this is true. Speaking of the auction house, it is just fun to look through. Even without credits to buy a car, you can just sit there and look at all the beautiful artwork done on the cars. The eye for detail some of these people have is amazing, and so is their lack of anything better to do, but I'm no one to talk.
That's true. I can vouch for that.
That's me. Selling and buying cars in the auction house is another story. Things go quick. You enter the house, find the car you want, click to bid to find it has expired. I tried selling a customized Dark Side of the Moon mobile, catchy name, and despite thinking people would like it, I found no success. We will see how it goes in the future. The absolute best part of this game, though, is how easy to catch on, even for a guy that knows little about cars. Mm. All right, now for some bad. No weather, yes, it is sunny, and there are clouds, but come on, I want rain, snow, sleet, and fog.
Yeah, I'm disappointed at that, too.
Wow, yeah. Man. Driving a Mount Kilimanjaro and stuff?
Yeah, there's like no weather. I want to
drive through tornadoes and have rocks flying at me and stuff.
Rocks damage my gear's paint job, dang it.
Hey, rocks, get away from me. What do you think you're doing?
Hard now.
Darn. Can't you see how much time I spend on this? Come on now.
Dude.
Alright, she says PGR4 is coming out soon and it has already advertised the weather. Graphics wise, I was not really impressed. Maybe I am spoiled or maybe I had poor eyesight, but the scenery could have been better. The car graphics were fine. And my last complaint is there are not SUVs. I love the SUVs in the PGR series and was just hoping there would be some to race in Forza, but to no avail. I can always hope for a few new tracks and cars/SUVs in the future, right? But in the grand scheme of things, the positives far outweigh the negatives. Bottom line, this game is fun.
Okay,
yeah, I do agree with his complaints.
Yeah.
Weather would have been nice. I mean,
yeah, especially to, like, rain.
That would have added a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and no, I mean, it would have added another element of tuning as well.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, before race, you can actually load up not a profile, but you can load up, what they call that, man? Some settings that you could save for a certain car. So let's say they would have had rain, you know, go to a setting that you know, set for rain and, you know, add some more, you know, elements in there to the racing and stuff. Another thing, the graphics, they aren't the best, and I guess customization, the ability to view everybody's paintwork, you know, I guess they had to tone it down a bit to something that would work.
Yeah.
So, but it's, you know, it's a racing game, you know, that's not really new. I mean, you look at Dirt, and Dirt looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
And people have called Dirt, you know, the Gears of War racing games, but you know, you look at Dirt and this doesn't have the same, you know, options. I mean, it doesn't even come close.
Yeah.
So you sacrifice one for the other.
I hear that. Alright, well, let's see, let's move on to one from Penguin Smacker, who says, hey everyone, first off...
You
gotta go pretty low to smack a penguin, though.
Man, that's pretty cool, man. Going to Discovery Challenge, like, smacking all those guys that are trying to stay warm.
One is a little fish. stuff.
He's like, we're just trying to survive out here in the Arctic.
Smack me!
Smack me, fool!
Come on, what's that penguin?
There he goes. Let's beat him up.
Smack that penguin!
Penguin attack!
What's your name? Stop smacking me!
Man. Whoa.
Wow.
Went from a penguin to a mouse.
I know. Little mouse in the house.
Oh, yeah. Little mouse in his house.
Yeah, so who's next?
Little penguin. Okay. Anyway, he said, I'd like to say that the, what do you say? Second, I'd like to say that the Forza racing games are excellent. I've played Forza 1, and it was a very unique racing experience. I hope that I can play Forza 2 sometime in the near future. Also, I'd like to report that I'm now one of many Podtecker 360 owners. All right, welcome.
All right, welcome to the real world.
All right, so you didn't really say anything about Forza, did you, Penguin Smacker? All right, go smack some penguins.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Penguin Sucker. All right, a Surly Hobo is the most realistic driving simulation for any console. All of 303 cars available in the game look and control just like their real-life counterparts. So they say. It also has two very appealing aspects that are absent from any other racing game. One is the livery design, which
livery?
Allows artistic...
Has lots of livers in it.
Livery.
Livery.
Livery, yeah. Livery.
Livery.
Delivery.
What is the spleenish design that?
Call it livery.
Has lots of appendixes in it.
Look at the sphincterish detail. Okay, so
lots of lungs over here.
Because it allows artistic users to design crazy detailed design that can look lifelike. I've seen cartoon paint jobs and replica race cars to Star Wars battles displayed on some of the rides. Where have I seen them, you ask? That's on the other dynamic feature, the Forza Online Auction House. Here, painters can sell their work of art to the masses with their locked or unlocked designs for others to enjoy. Paired with the ability to post about their sweet rides in the Forza forums, the seller can make enormous profits in in-game credits so they can purchase rare and exotic cars from dealerships in the campaign mode. These features make this the perfect game for everyone. Sorry for the novel, guys. Shoutouts to Rec-E, Pips in the Foxhole, and the IRC regulars. Keep fragging dupers.
You duper!
Yeah, that's... Sorry about that. No, you go.
The auction house is awesome though. Like the other guy said, sometimes I go there and just like go through the cars and check some of the graphics that people come up with.
Yeah.
And it's pretty insane. I mean, it's some of the stuff. It's ridiculous, like how people, I mean, one, have the time, and two, like have the skill to come up with that kind of stuff. I've seen a couple that really just, it was like, you know, amazing. And one was the Superman. It wasn't cartoonish or anything. It was like real. It looked just like Superman in one of the scenes from the movie. And another one was I think it was a SpongeBob car. It was a Skyline, and the level of detail on that car was just ridiculous. I mean, he was just amazing on every little thing that he added to that car.
Yeah.
And it's crazy though. I mean, it's just by going there, and you can only really understand what it is if you know what it takes to build those cars. Like I saw somebody on the forums today saying, "Oh, when I get this game, I'm gonna upload this picture." And somebody said, you can't upload pictures, you have to build your own, like with, you know, shapes and things like that. Yeah. And he's like, how can people do that with shapes? You know, some people don't understand it. It's like, it's really, really hard. You know, it takes a lot of skill to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's last year you didn't have fonts, so you had to make your own. And I used to, you know, I was pretty good with the lettering, you know, last year. And yeah. Now, of course, they give you a few different, I think 4 different fonts.
Yeah.
Which helps out a lot. But yeah, most of the things you see are just based off shapes. There's no template to make a face or anything like that. Everything is from scratch, and that's more amazing. I've seen, you know, Gears of War. I've seen Jack Sparrow. I mean, I've seen Jessica Alba in what was that movie in black and white? Oh man,
Sin City.
Yeah,
Sin City. Yeah,
I've seen, you know, somebody do that one. I mean, it's not somebody drawing a stick figure, you know.
Yeah,
a stick figure with a little bit of fire. You know, it's like, you know, lifelike looking characters.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really amazing.
Yeah, like I sent a message over Xbox Live to JVB because he had posted a picture of a Gears of War card, and I'm like, dude, how'd you get that? Did you like import the pictures or something? And he's like, no. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I saw that in the forums, and I specified that because I didn't want to take credit for that because, man, I mean, I don't think Fumo's played the game, but the amount of talent and effort, you know, it's
amazing. It's
so
crazy.
I mean, I wanted to specify that I didn't do that, but, man, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and like,
everybody go just ahead. Go up there and try to, you know, put something, and you're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, today, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was on the auction house today, and I bought this cart, and it had a picture of the Silver Surfer on it from Fantastic Four, and it was like a real picture, and wow. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's, I mean, it's amazing, and, you know, like I said, this would keep Forza 2, I mean, in people's consoles for, till the next one comes out.
It is. It's really, really awesome. It's like I said, it's a game in itself, you know.
And with downloadable content now, they can, you know, they can bring out anything to help, you know, expand it. They can bring out, you know, new vinyl and
yeah, like new shapes and stuff like that.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
If people would need it based on what people were doing.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be no need for that whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with the amount of work and the quality of the work that we can see out there, people would not need one extra shape to do, like, what, you know, whatever they want to do.
The only thing I would like to see them add, and it was on Forza 1, was the car clubs. And
yeah.
They didn't put it, maybe due to time constraints, you know, for bringing the game out when they were supposed to. I mean, it was delayed before. So maybe they figured, all right, we got downloadable content. We'll just bring a patch and, you know, add that feature in the download. Because there are a lot of people that are really upset that there's no car clubs. And, I mean, I thought that was like a given because, you know, one feature we haven't talked about is, I forgot the guy who made the Particular Vinyl. And, you know, I tried, and for the life of me, I couldn't do it. I mean, the feature that I really like is the ability to give somebody a gift car. So I can give him a car that I want. He can say, you know, he can save that vinyl and add it as, I believe, a group vinyl or something. So the car that I give him, he can put that same exact vinyl on there and then give it back to me. And then I can put it on any other car I want.
Yeah.
Like, I have, you know, the URL for Particular, which I put on all the cars. And I save that so that whenever I do a car, I just load that up, and boom, it's right there instead of doing it all over again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's very convenient for car clubs, you know. So I'm sure, you know, I'm sure they got it, you know. They you know, Che, from who used to be from 1UP, he's, you know, the community manager. So I know that he's aware that people are upset. So I'm sure, I mean, I'll be surprised if next, you know, downloadable update or whatever, this new option for car clubs.
Yeah, I'm sure they're probably going to do something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, imagine a Podtacular car club and everybody has, you know, the URL somewhere on their car and, the you know, the Podtacular Spartan helmet, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, on kind of a side note but kind of related thing, I mean, we haven't heard a whole lot about clans on Halo 3, you know. I sure hope that kind of stuff happens because... You know, I'm really expecting it because even though it was kind of, you know, there were some inherent flaws within the Halo 2 system with people being able to instantly create a new clan and suddenly they're back to zero. You know, I hope there's some kind of plan for teams within Halo 3 because, I mean, come on, you know, you got to be able to team up with people and you know, call
and
yourself at least part of a team even if it's not ranked.
One thing that kind of scares me a little bit is that, you know, with them removing clan matches and stuff like that due to you know the popularity that clans went through for a while, that they said, you know, it's the least played, you know, what do they call it, like match lists or whatever, and you know they wouldn't get any people to play with. So I hope they have something like that because it's just clans really became a part of Halo 2, you know.
Yeah, big time.
And taking something like that away would just really put a dent on the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, even if people didn't even play clan matches necessarily, it was still a big deal. You know, it was even if it wasn't necessarily the second playlist or the second friends list, it was like your crew. You know, it was like the people that you hung with, you know, whether it's your friends list or not, you know, it was like you're part of a team kind of thing. So
very convenient because there were a lot of people on Podtacular that used to ask me, hey, can I add you on my friends list? And if I saw that they were already on Podtacular Pros, there was no need.
Already,
you know, they're easily accessible there.
True.
So, yeah, it is kind of like an extension of friends list.
Yeah. The only thing is that, you know, it's only accessible by the game, but still, you know, it's something that should definitely be on the next game.
Right.
Oh, it better be. Oh, it better be.
It better be is right, man. But, you know, that's kind of a sidebar from the Forza car clubs. But nonetheless, back to, let's see, what do we got next here?
Phantom Get.
Go for it, man.
Alrighty. Forza 2 is one of a few very realistic driving sims. It is considered by some to be Microsoft's answer to Sony's Gran Turismo series. The basic breakdown of the game is you are given a modest starting fund, you purchase your first car, which are in D production class cars, then you can get your preferred difficulty anywhere between novice to expert. As soon as you have everything set the way you want, you have a few options depending on how much you spent on your first car. You can either buy upgrades, paint and apply vinyls to your car, or race. The only events open at the beginning are the proving grounds, several races that pit new drivers against many different types of cars from rear-wheel drive to mid-engines to super heavyweights. When you podium in races, you earn credits, the in-game cash, which can be spent on other cars or upgrades. Upgrades of any kind increase your car's performance in some way. Opting between certain upgrades becomes a large part of the game, like the difference between a turbo positive displacement or centrifugal force supercharger. Each has its own strengths and weaknesses. And of course, the folks at Turn 10 Studios also include a wealth of information about every new system you can install on your car, so you don't have to be a gearhead to play. There are about 340 cars to choose from, ranging from American muscles like the 1969 Dodge Charger RT to Japanese import tuners like the 1990 Mazda RX-7 Savannah to European exotics like the Lamborghini Gallardo. The point of the game is to win races, collect cars, and earn money, so you can compete in more challenging events, all the while becoming a better racer and developing racing techniques. As it should be in a simulator, technique plays a huge role in how a race pans out. An example would be drifting, tailgating the car in front of you to maximize the airflow of your car, thereby creating less drag on your car and less work your engine has to do. And then using the slipstream to slingshot around the car right near the finish. Several aspects of real driving conditions have been incorporated into the game's physics engine, from track temperature affecting rate of tire degradation to the slipstream created by your car. The game is amazingly fun if you have the wheel. It's not exactly like driving, but it's pretty close. And if it was exactly like driving, why not go out and drive? All in all, this game has several parts which need to be examined. Thankfully, the difficulty levels allow everyone to play the game and experience some fun without boring people. I would definitely recommend this game to anyone who likes racing or driving games. If those games aren't your thing, I wouldn't pick up this one as a first. I would suggest the Need for Speed series, but hey, this is about Forza. Mm-hmm. Hope that provided some insight into one of the most complex games released to date on the Xbox 360. Later, FooJB in the pod crew.
Yep, very, very well written.
Yeah, that was good.
He does mention a lot of things. I had a Type D on the CRX. What I did was, and I forgot, this part of the game from Forza 1, I kept adding so many different modifications that before I knew it, it was an S-Class. Now, this helped me for certain races, especially in the beginners. But as you got to more legitimate races, as you progressed in skill, my S-Class, little Honda CRX, outmatched, against some of these stronger cars. And then when I went online with the car, I couldn't use it because, if you went by class, I'm here thinking I still have my little D class when it was an S class. So you got to be careful with I in Forza 1 had four different Honda CRXs. Yes, CRXs, because in Forza 1 there was, the weight, they call that power to weight ratio was very good on that car. So I had four of them. I had a D class, C, blah, blah, blah. And I tuned them and put different modifications for each one. So that's one of the things you got to be careful with when you're building a car. You can either, if you got a lot of money, buy, four or five different versions of the same car. Well, buy, four of the same cars and then have different class, tune them up to the different class. So, that's a lot, even just doing that, you got to think about it. Every time you put, you put brakes, you're going up, there's a point system, and you'll see it go from, C619, you can go up a few more points, and next thing you know, you're at B. And that car might not be good for B, so you got to be careful what you do.
Yeah, you have to make sure that the car you're using, it's compatible to the requirements of the race you're going to. So,
yep. Yeah, because you'll need a rear wheel car, and you don't have one in your garage, and then you can't do that race. So you gotta keep. What I do, I just keep going back to races that I've won, and I'll tune my car, and I'll just mess around till I get enough money to buy let's say a rear wheel drive car, or you could win them, getting gold in certain races. So it all depends. There's different ways of attacking the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Very, cool. Very in-depth.
In-depth. For sure.
Okay, No, I was just saying, let's move on to the next one here. We got one from Yoshi Sensei, who says, "Hey guys, I have a quick question regarding the Forza 2 multiplayer via local split screen, and I was wondering your input on it. My question is, why is it that I cannot share my career garage cars to my friend, second player via locally, when we are in a split screen match? It's It's really not fair for me to have a tuned car that I worked hard on while he has to pick a stock car and cannot choose my personal garage cars. We would love to race my career garage favorites against each other and not just having me have all the glory while he has to suffer with a stock car. Any ideas why Forza 2 did not include shared garages in local split screen? Guys?
That's a good point. I mean,
yeah, I can't answer that one because I never tried it. But
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I mean, there is disadvantage. I mean, unfortunately, you gotta go with stock car as well. Or
go with the flow.
You know, it's, yeah, I guess a small little,
I guess each player has to kind of earn their right to have, you know, advanced cars, right?
Yeah, because as we know, whenever you have multiple controllers on a 360, you gotta put in a profile.
Right.
So if that profile doesn't have a tuned car in its garage, it's gonna, you know, obviously put you on a stock car.
So you can just both use stock cars and you're good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. That's
answer your question.
That's what bounces it out.
Another thing we haven't been talked about was Forza TV, where you can actually.
I actually haven't tried that yet.
How does that work?
I've tried it once. It's kind of like Project Gotham. You choose either to watch a race that's going on now, or I don't know if you have the options to see a friend race, or you can go to the more popular race or something like that. So, I mean, you can, like, watch a random race going on, and you can actually watch it from the view of different cars.
Oh, cool.
Which is pretty cool, you know.
All
you
it is. It's a nice little feature.
You know. Like in a replay. So, I mean, it's interesting. Like, if you wanted to watch, you know, somebody that you know, like you was telling me earlier, the Alpex, Dave, what was it, Dave's Killer?
Dave's Kills,
yeah. Like, if you wanted to watch him do an actual race, you had that option. Or you can simply go to his times, and you can download his actual lap.
Yeah, replays and stuff, yeah.
And see how he races around and everything. I mean,
that's a neat feature right there, because you can, you know, you can learn a lot just from that. Because you go over there and you're able to download, you know, the lap from somebody who's really really good, and you can, you know, watch and see what he does, and that way you can learn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if you put the on-screen diagnostics, it'll show you. And exactly, they're braking, how much pressure.
Yep.
They slow down.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, if you're really into that, I mean, yeah, you could definitely learn from the best. Like,
yep.
Learn.
Cool.
So, the next person we got is SGO Lone Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Killer, this is SGO, and here's what I got to say about Forza. Personally, I'm racing fan, though I might just get Forza 2. Okay, and I want to ask all you guys that have it right now, is it fun enough that a not-so-big racing buff could get into the game? Right now, the only reason I would consider it is because of the car customization, and I could get all my art skills going, wink, wink. Seeing custom cars. Of the custom cars, they all look very nice, Borat. Very nice. And I have seen some very complex stuff. So my other questions are, is the art hard to do? Yep. Does it take forever to do? Yes.
Yes.
And most importantly, is it fun or is it just drag and drop colors, textures, etc.? No. Sorry if the questions take a while to answer. But
yep, nope, yep.
That's okay. We forgive you.
But I didn't even consider getting this game. Keep on fragging the queen of spades, I mean trucks. Yeah, I mean, the reason why for the short answer is because we pretty much talked about, you know, we covered those questions. But no, it's not a simple drag and drop, man. It's, if you have
this. Yeah, you really have to play with the shapes, like size. You can like skew it and you can like spin and do everything, and you really have to if you're trying to achieve, you know, a certain shape that you don't have it, you know, available for you or available to you, you have to do that in order to, you know, get to where you want it to look like.
Is the art hard to do?
Yeah.
And the wife in the Kazakhstan.
Can I bring your friend to the dinner?
I want to put her on the hood and crash the car into the wall.
And it go fly high in the sky.
And that was a very poor impersonation of Borat. That is how not to talk like Borat. You want to hear how a hillbilly would say Borat?
Sure.
Marinas.
Very nice.
Oh yes, it's a very nice.
I like.
Pa.
Can I bring a guest to dinner?
I like for that.
Oh man, wow. I'm gonna get beat up. So, yeah. So, all right. Well,
all right. Rocktard. He says. I thought I'd send some stuff in for the Forza 2 show. Well, I just got the game a couple days ago, and I'm loving it. This post is not any way related to McDonald's. I'm loving it. Anyhow, I am really...
You sing that song.
Anyhow, I'm really enjoying the game, especially the car... customization and the painting. I put this the painting.
Painting.
And the painting.
I'm gonna go painting.
Yeah, I got painting. Yeah, I got some painting to do.
I'm gonna give me a painting.
Well, you know how we people from New England talk.
Talk.
Car. Especially like the car customization and painting. I put the sweet paint job on my Pontiac Solstice, so yeah, I really like the game, and the painting part is freaking sweet. Okay, I'm done. Shout out to Fumo Jive and JVB and the other particular peeps. Peace.
War.
In the Middle East.
It's very addicting, man.
Yeah, it is.
Just a customization. And you do learn. I mean, like they said earlier in one of the submissions, they do go into full detail of what each part, you know, works on, you know, the benefits and you know, the pros and cons of doing it. So, and you can also go to ForzaMotorsport.net, and there are people who will, oh my God.
Yeah, they put, like, tutorials and stuff with videos and all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing. And the thing about Forza 2 is you got to make those apex turns. I mean, you see, like, you always see the outline where you start off from the outside of the lane, and then you make the turn. When you make it a turn, you kind of cut in to the corner. I mean, those small little details save a lot of time. And, like, you see these guys with great times in the leaderboards. That's because they know how to make these turns. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's a game. If you want to be really good, you better practice. Or if you want to just mess around, put on some nice little art, you know, make a little car that you and your buddies can drive around in. You know, you could do that, too. There's people who do drifting competitions and stuff like that. Hmm. So, I mean, and that's a lot.
There definitely is a learning curve to it. I mean, you can't just pick it up and be, like, on the top 10 on the leaderboards. I mean, there's a major learning curve that you need to learn.
And another thing, if you get used to using manual transmission, there is an advantage. I mean, I'm starting to use the manual transmission controls on the game. Because, I mean, you know, the same way as in real life, you get quicker acceleration, you can control the RPMs, and it shows when you're going up against somebody, you can have the same car, But if he's in manual, he's gonna win. And if he knows how to use it, I mean, he definitely has a huge advantage. So,
yeah,
because I mean,
you can.
Yeah,
like you
yeah.
said, you can control your RPM going into the turns and taking off the turns and things like that.
Yeah.
So you do have, you know, an advantage if you're proficient with it.
Yeah. So I mean, my little advice to you guys, if you can, I mean, it's X and B. So those are the two buttons you got to press, you know, to control, you know, your shifting. So I mean, it sounds a little simple, but I mean. You know, you can, I mean, like me, I would forget that I actually, you know, that I had a downshift or upshift, and I'm like, why is my car sounding funny?
Mm. Yeah,
and you hear like, me, and I'm like, oh, it's downshift, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, so, yeah, my little advice to you guys.
Cool. Well, hey, let's wrap it up here. Coming up on an hour, send your comics, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
And you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show, which will return eventually.
And be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3 and other stuff going on, so check it out.
And thanks to the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us on iTunes. We could not do it without you.
For sure. And, hey, Shadow Lore from the Podtacular Halo CE crew is working on building a custom map. He needs your help deciding what people want in a map and some other input on how to build it. Send a PM to Shadow Lore in the forums if you'd like to help.
And check out the other awesome shows that are a part of the GamerCast network. There you will find Uncle Gamer Radio, GamerCast Network's very own video game show at videogameshow.net, and GamerTag Radio, where they have a huge announcement that they just announced.
It's an announcement that they announced.
They're going to be sponsored by EA. They're going to be sponsored during E3 by EA. So they're going to be featured on the EA front page. They're going to do news for the EA front page and possibly even on a few clips on the ESPN.com website as well. So this is a first for you know, the independent podcast. And you know, I just want to say congratulations to Godfrey, Feels Good, Drea, Miss Irie, you know, they work very hard, and if it could happen to them, it could happen to us, right, Bungie? So anyway, big ups to them. So make sure to check out GamerCastNetwork.com.
For sure. Well, until next time, guys. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
I'm Diopax.
And I'm
Little Cooker. We're cooking some spaghetti.
Keep on frogging spaghetti, Little Cook.
Keep on frogging.
Oh, and I want to make a quick shout out. I'd like to give a shout out to
Steel. My dad.
Mom, my daddy. I love you guys.
Just kidding.
I want to give a shout out to SGO Lone Warrior, who is the new artist for the Podtacular Adventures.
Nice.
All right. And, yeah.
Woot.
Work.
Work.
Oh, Keeper of the Sacred Ring.
The Keeper of the Penguin Smacker.
Oh, yeah.
Yarl.
Do you little bloody penguin. Don't smack me again.
I will smack you with this trout. Come here now.
That's my closest guess, man.
Oh.
stop. You can't stop. You can't stop. You can't stop.
There's only one thing left to say.
JB Bizzle and the Hizzle, follow my squizzle for shizzle bizzle.
Follow my squizzle? I don't think I'm gonna follow your squizzle, thank you.
Squizzle's good enough.
Presidio!
Aww. Oh. Oh man.
I'm a gas man.
Smell that one over here.
Damn.
I live on a dollar burritos.
One for the double mojito.
One for one, one for one.
Enchilada grande, enchilada grande.
Aww, this is for the tuna melt.
Enchilada grande. Triple super size taco.
Extra beans.
I was watching that this Saturday night show, I think, a few weeks ago.
Oh, oh man.
And they were showing this commercial thing for a taco place. And
she's up on the taco.
Good.
Oh man.
Dude, I just like drooled all over my desk from like doing a wet, juicy like fart sound.
He's got saliva all over his keyboard.
It's like running, everywhere. It's a little.
Get you Come on.
Dang man, what you been doing?
Push,
push, push. I can see the head.
You can do it.
Makes you melt. Man. GamerCastNetwork.com